Rock, you moron! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Sally? Hey, darling. How much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
At that rate, we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and saying we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. What is the one thing that's never been done on television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer, we can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rob, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Yes. Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see you. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hold on.
I like that.
There's got to be more than just that, though.
They believe in God, and he believes in them. Don and Mike.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it Jesus style.
Yeah, baby.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
How about a buzz?
Yeah.
Hey.
How about your buzz?
Okay. Woo!
Okay, now. We're going to keep this brief.
Just brief.
The second segment of Stump the Stoop,
mm-hmm.
because we're going to have a supermodel mystery guest.
That's pretty cool that we got a supermodel coming because it's super mega Stump the Stoop.
It is. And this is the bonus round.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Oops.
Hi.
Friend.
Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
I'm up in Maine.
All right, my friend. Let's see it. Stump the Stoop. The Mega Super Deluxe Stump the Stoop. How many seconds do you require?
I'll go for two.
Two. All right. These are number one hits of the 70s. Rob, what is the cut number?
This is queued up. It's CD machine number two.
All right, you get how many seconds? Two.
2 seconds.
Two seconds. Good luck.
You know, I was...
Oh, boy. I have no clue on that one, boys.
Good answer.
That would be Want to Start in Something by Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Right. He gets to stay.
How?
So now the listener gets to guess the label.
That's what it feels
like.
No,
the year.
The year. I'm sorry,
That's
listener.
What it feels like to lose. How?
Donnie.
Pixie. Listener, what year did that song come
Hold
out?
Hold on, Rob. I know Stop. This will seem like an awful backpedal. I didn't remember because of all the damage he's done to children.
I agree.
That's right. You're forgiven. Bravo.
I can't think of him without thinking of that Joker hand going down, touching Macaulay Culkin.
I fault the producer of this game for choosing that song.
You know what? I think we give this guy another. We give him a fresh song.
That's all right. Nice.
Fresh song.
Fresh song.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, you did well because really I didn't know that. So good. Do we have a prize for him?
If he gets this one.
All right. How many seconds do you need?
Let's go for three this time.
No, don't be a pussy. Come on.
Go okay, no, two. Let's do
it. What do you want, two or three? Make up your mind.
Okay, two.
Well, come on, be it.
See, he's giving you three when he says that.
Take three. Here's,
no,
I tell
two.
You,
let's go.
Here's three. Take three, please.
Okay. Bad, Leroy Brown, Jim Croce.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Don, but you can unseat him.
The label is ABC.
Right.
The year is 19... Do I need that too? 73?
You nailed them both. Wow. I'm sorry,
oh!
sir.
Gotcha.
Ever so sorry.
Bye-bye.
Prize back in the closet.
Back Hello. In the hopper.
Hello.
Hey, hopper.
The Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Don.
All right. Hi, Don. How many seconds you need there?
Dad boy.
2 seconds. Hey, I used to be on the air with Mike O'Mara.
Don, what's your last name?
Don Harrison.
Don Harrison. Okay, I know you, dude.
Where do you know him from, Mike?
W-B-E-Y, Bay Country. Bay Country 103 down in the East Detroit, and a club disc jockey. Are you still spinning records out and about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a private party tomorrow night, but yeah, still spending.
This is this.
So
I mean,
me, so
this might be a worthy opponent here.
Is it the original Don and Mike show?
This is great. This is a guy that worked for me in my early years.
All right, good.
Was that Frank Adair, or Tony Perkins?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You
I remember
told me
that
he died.
No, he still lives. Obviously,
obviously. Yeah.
All right.
All right. How many seconds you need?
Give me two.
All right, good man. Good luck. Here you go.
Oh,
hold on a second. I got that one. I got to recue it. And here you go.
Oh.
Now you're killing me. Something Nights.
Whatever gets you through the night by John Lennon, Apple Records, and I want to say 19.
He gets to guess the year.
Why, he didn't know the song.
No, if he loses, the listener tries to
all right, okay,
hang in there
okay,
by guessing
right.
the year.
The year on that, I have to say 74.
That is right.
Oh.
He advances to the next round.
Gets right. to, you get to stick around, Don.
I'm with it.
All right, how many seconds you need here, my friend? Two again?
Two,
here we go.
That's hard.
Wow.
That's hard to hear.
I didn't even hear that.
Usually cue pass.
Oh, you just said that because Mike said that.
I'm sorry, I'm helping this guy out.
Here it is again. Hold on, 2 seconds. You're the one that said two. I know it, incidentally.
Man, I didn't even hear anything.
Old Black Water by the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs, 1975.
But what label?
I know it. It's Warner Brothers, ass.
hey, come on.
Mike, he's
an old pal.
He's a combatant in the square circle. This is like mixed martial arts for me.
But since I'm a point of order, the fact that he did get the year means he does get to linger.
Hey, you use a song.
Does he go to the next round?
He goes to the next round. Yes.
On to the next round.
On to the next
right.
round.
2 seconds. Good luck.
I've known every song until you throw it one.
Yeah, all right, blah, blah, blah. Me and Mrs. Jones by Billy Paul. Philadelphia International Records, I believe.
68.
Oh, you're so wrong. We're playing it in the 70s. Mike, I can see why you fired this guy.
Yeah, be nice. No, be nice. You're
it.
Winning.
I can't help
it's
it.
It's the competition, I understand. Hey, thanks, Don. Good luck.
It was a pleasure. It was 1972.
Is he gone?
What was the year?
It was 72.
Let's say yes. It was 72.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Paul.
How many you need?
I need about 5 love notes.
5? No, this is a game for men, my friend. You can't have 5.
4.
No.
3? Come on, man. I want some.
3. You won't get it, though. Oh, never mind. You know what? I'll give you 5.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because you're awesome.
Oh, God.
He's right. You know.
5 seconds. Good luck.
And that's because you knew I was dumb.
Well, you're right. I did know you're dumb. The song is Rise by Herb Albert. It's on A&M Records, and I want to say 1979.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Dead on. And a great song.
Can you do it sometime in the middle of the song?
In the middle of the song.
Sure. Like when they sing the title of the song?
Start in the middle and work your way. Well, they wouldn't with that one.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Just
Hello.
Play to the lyrics.
Oh, how you doing today?
Doing very well. Who's this?
Louis Jelly.
All right, Louis Jelly.
Louis Jelly.
Is that a nickname?
That's my name.
Louis
Great
Jelly.
Name.
J-E-L-L-I-E.
Louis Jelly.
Louis Jelly.
I like Louis Jelly.
I like it.
Wow, that's great.
That's it.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Would you please pass the jelly?
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That
I
ain't
like
funny.
It.
How many seconds you need there, Jelly?
2.
Good luck.
Paul McCartney and Wings from 1975, and What the Man Said. Listen to What the Man Said.
Very, very good.
Did he have everything?
He had everything he needed.
Wow.
And this is coming from a blind man, so, you know.
Oh, a blind guy.
Great. Yeah. I love beating cripples.
Louis Jelly, a blind man.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Did he have the label?
Did you guess on the label?
I think it was Capital, I believe.
That's right. How would you know that, though?
I don't know. I just know it.
Wow. Well, technically, that's the first 100% victory.
When did you go blind?
But
I've been blind all my life.
It's not technically. I know you're just working me.
No, I'm not working you. It's the truth.
It's not, because now I should get the chance to answer one
yes.
in 3 seconds as well, because I knew all of that. And can I point something else out? I concede.
Oh, God, he's competitive, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the way it is sometimes, Don.
Doesn't enter into this game.
All right, how many seconds do I get, Robbie?
You get three, but you won't need it, I don't think, on this one.
Oh, that's Glenn Campbell, and that would be Southern Nights, and the label is Capitol, and the year is 1975.
No, 77. Capitol Records was the number one pop and country hit.
1977.
Ooh. Oh, but still, wow. Look at the easy thing.
I don't have 800 and...
Listen, here's
you didn't see that coming.
I don't mind getting beat by Daredevil. I'm aware that there's
You're getting beaten
character.
By Louis Jelly.
But Daredevil is the comic
book. I know, the blind guy in the comic books. This is Louis Jelly.
All right, Louis, you seem to be a worthy opponent. I'm going to have to beat your ass down at 1 second.
Listen, I could beat your ass in country. I know I could.
Louis Jelly, challenge you. 1 second.
Okay.
Name it. Go.
Rich Girl from 77. Number one hit in March of that year by Hall & Oates of RCA.
March 26, 1976. Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. Now I get one in 1 second to catch him, right?
Yep.
Fallen in Love, Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, Playboy Records, 1975.
You got it.
Point of order. It's on Dunhill.
Point of order. I have the record.
Okay. I'm just
Playboy.
Saying. That's why I didn't say wrong. I just said point of order.
With the Playboy logo. Blind guy, do you remember?
Yes. 1975.
Was it Dunhill?
It's a division of Dunhill, right? Division of ABC?
I'm not sure.
It was the label, I swear to
well,
God.
Well, you know what? The competition records. Continues. The
right.
competition
of
continues.
Course.
All right. 1 second for you, Jelly.
Okay.
Here you go.
It's a tough one.
I think it was.
Not really. It's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. And the label is Columbia.
Columbia Records. March of 76, it went to number one, I think.
February of 76.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wow.
All right, Jelly. I tell you what, this will be a free...
Jelly, you're just calling him Jelly now.
A free-for-all. Name it and claim it. Go. I Want to Make It With You by Bread.
Oh, damn.
And the label is Elektra.
72, right?
Here's another one for you.
70.
Jump in, Jelly. Jump in. Lady Marmalade.
Marmalade from 75.
Epic Records.
Both right.
This is fun.
Here's another one, Jelly.
From 1974. Stevie Wonder.
Working for the city. What's the label? Tamela.
Uh-oh. It's You Haven't Done Nothing.
What?
Oh.
Okay.
All right, I quit.
I've been trying to play this damn game for years.
I'm kidding. You're outstanding.
This is a suggestion. I really think this would be highly entertaining if the next time we do this, we bring Louis Jelly back for the Battle Royale.
Let's do it. So, Louis, we're going to get your phone number here.
Okay.
I'd like to invite you back, and we would like to give you $100.
Oh, man, I need the money, man. I live on a fixed income. God bless you. God bless you. I really need the cash. I'm so damn poor that the wolf has to bring his own lunch to the door.
The wolf has to bring his own lunch to the door.
Tell you what, you're good at this game, my friend.
Yeah. Wow.
And, Mike, I love your restaurant. The food is so good, you make me want to... Slap your grandma, I'll tell you.
Wow.
Former country
Yeehaw! You know, the best thing is if you're blind, you go to Mike's restaurant, you can't see the rats.
Oh, stop it, God! Stop! We'll see you at the Halloween party tomorrow night.
Just one thing.
Poor.
Do you have...
What, Jelly?
Rib.
All right, Jelly, hold on.
Hold on, Jelly.
Hey, Jelly.
Name it and claim it. American Pie, Don McLean.
A song if I never goddamn hear again, it suits me just fine.
Hey, Jelly.
All right, what about
this
one?
Do you also do the 80s? Because the next time we'll probably do a different arena.
What about this one, Jelly?
Oh,
thank God I'm a country boy by John Denver, RCA Records.
John Denver.
What year?
74.
No, I think it was 75. Ow, beaten by a blind man.
Ooh.
Okay, name it. Here we go.
Oh,
do you know Mahogany? Diana Ross, Motown.
Yep, Motown from 1976, Diana Ross.
Here's another one.
January 76.
Wow.
That would be Escape the Pina Colada song.
From 79. But we have to stay in the 70s because these 80s stuff I can't do.
No, that's 70s. Here's another one for you. That's One Bad Apple by the Osmonds.
You got it.
MGM Records.
Right. 1971.
Yeah, that was the number one song when I was born.
Here we go. Photograph, Ringo Starr, Apple Records, 1970.
Three.
Damn.
Where's the blind man in the bleachers now, huh? All right, Jelly, come on. Name this one in 1 second. I don't even know what it is, but I bet you can. Good luck.
Top of the World by the Carpenters.
What's the label?
A&M, ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it? Yes, it ain't.
Year?
But it was 73, wasn't it?
Yep, Christmas of 73.
You see, they wouldn't release it until Lynn Anderson had it out, and she took the number two on the country charts. And
you know what? We
got to
get this guy Jelly down here.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
You're right. This would be a battle royale.
This
I'd
is
love
fun.
To take this guy
you really made it today.
It'd be fun to get you down here. Do you drive?
Damn, I wish I could.
Where do you live, Louis Jelly?
Manassas.
Oh, really? Okay.
All right, let's try this. Here you go, Louis Jelly.
Gypsies, Tramps. 71.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher.
Right. Label? MCA, wasn't it?
Cap.
What?
It was Cap Records.
Well, Cap, I mean...
You know what? I'm going to give it to him.
It's because MCA...
Division. It's a boutique label. It's a division of MCA.
Right. Wow.
Settle down. Settle down. Here. Yeah, I'm telling him to settle down. Try this one, Jelly. That's Have You Never Been Mellow, Olivia Newton-John, MCA Records.
Yes, 1975.
You're right.
Wow.
Jesus.
This guy's good.
One more. That would be Pop Music by M, and the label is Sire Records, and the year is 1979.
Exactly. Oh, really? Okay. I was getting a call, and I didn't hear you.
So. All right. Sure. I heard a drop.
Sure, yeah, he's lying.
That's it. You have one more desk. You want one more desk?
Rob,
yes.
What's the clock? We got a break. We got a break for the supermodel.
That's true. Maybe she knows records.
This is amazing. I mean,
yeah, he's very, very
absolutely
good.
Amazing.
Jelly, I'm a lot better in country than I am at this. I'm serious.
Well, it's not a country station.
No, I know.
Jelly, I'm good at top 40.
The other day you played Hello, Darling at the end of the song, at the end of your show.
That's right, Hello, Darling.
Yeah, are you excited, that. Mr. Jelly?
I'm a little nervous talking to the guys.
No need to be nervous. You're doing a great job.
All right, how many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
You're right again.
Jelly, good man. Hold on. We'll give you $100. You come down and play in studio with us, please.
Oh, man, if I could get away down there, I would, but I'll try.
We'll All right. Here.
All right, hold on. You can always hitchhike.
Okay.
That's Louis Jelly. Man, oh, man.
Louis Jelly.
Wow.
Good old LJ.
LJ.
Now, did we screw ourselves with the supermodel?
Be okay. We're going to be okay.
Right,
I told her we'd
by.
Probably be a couple minutes late.
Actually, the next break will be like a two-minute guess the supermodel. Then we'll go right to the news and comments.
Very okay? good.
So, Mike, Buzz, everybody, stand by for more great guessing games. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.